Members of Six Nations Elected Council have voiced their concerns over land development activity that has been happening in the Brantford and surrounding area, citing the ongoing litigation case between Six Nations of the Grand River and both the province of Ontario and country of Canada as a reason for their frustration. Six Nations Elected Council discussed the projects during the July 24th political liaison meeting when the consultation and accommodation process team briefed council on their June and July activity reports. Peter Graham of the CAP team highlighted the different developments that they have been made aware of.
There's a couple of things I just wanted to highlight in Brantford. One, they're doing an extension of the Wayne Gretzky Parkway going north. There's also a couple new subdivisions that live communities have informed us about, as well as a bit of a talk about an existing one, Burkitt's Lane. A bit closer to home, you'll see, I think the last couple entries in the report are about developments in the Hagersville area, which we're looking at financial accommodations for.
Councillor Helen Miller says she believes the Brantford City Council should be consulting with Six Nations Elected Council about these developments.
I just want to make sure that we're, Peter said, and try to get financial contributions of some sort. That's in our land. It's just getting crazy. The housing in Brantford that's on our land, the projects they're doing, they don't even care to consult with us or even think about consulting with us. They're just going ahead with everything like it's like we're, you know, we're not important, but that's our land.
She went on to say that she feels Six Nations Elected Council should be stopping these developments at least until the land claims litigation case is complete, and that she would like to see the Brantford City Council meet with Six Nations Elected Council.
I don't know whether we could have stopped development on our lands while the court case is active or not, but we should have at least the development that's close to home. We should be stopping development in Brantford until we settle the land claim. I know we can't do it all up and down a Hollerman track. It would be nice if we could, but we need to meet with Brantford Council. We're getting millions in all of these development fees and everything, and we're not getting anything. Well, some of the things that Peter said might, like the one in Hagersville, and well, that's not Brantford, but some of the projects are going to may result in money, but the majority of them aren't. They don't even bother with us. The developers don't bother with us, and the Brantford Council don't bother with us when they're giving out these permits. And that's where we should be hitting them, when they're giving out these permits. We need to tell Brantford, we want some of that money.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill says the Chief's office is currently working on setting up a tri-council meeting between Six Nations Brantford and the County of Brant, and he hopes to schedule that in the near future.
The meeting is in queue. I know we did touch base from Christopher and I with the looking. I know we talked about the tri-council. Obviously, not sure if the county, Brant County as well, we feel should be involved in these conversations. Obviously, the City of Brantford, I think we need to do more work on as well. So we're looking to see to schedule that in the very near future. So that is upcoming in terms of some of the political pieces that we can push on this front.
Councillor Greg Fraser reiterated Councillor Miller's remarks and says he believes that Six Nations should be more firm in communication with the different developers and municipal councils to ensure they are aware of the current litigation case in progress.
Yeah, and I think I discussed it with Taylor a while back about being a little bit more forceful in the correspondence that we give. I think that I don't know if they're aware of our court case or the implications of that. I think we should make them aware, and that they go ahead and make these hundreds of millions. It's going to, you know, it's still going to impact them, and it's going to impact the court case as well. So I think they should be made aware that that there is a court case going on, and there's going to have some ramifications down the road. Anyway, that's just my comments. Thanks.
Taylor Hill of Six Nations CAP team spoke on the continuous talks that have taken place between Brantford City Council and the CAP team and says they should be aware of the current legal proceedings that are at play.
I know the CAP team, particularly Lonnie, continuously brings up to Brantford that we do want to talk about accommodation. And he also brings up the litigation. And I know the representatives from Brantford have committed to bringing this up their higher-ups, though we have not heard anything from that we do want to talk about accommodation and not just for like individual projects, but as a whole in Brantford, particularly with the new with the legal presence out there that Lanya has reminded them on, that the municipalities may have a more of a duty to accommodate than they originally thought. So yes, they should be aware as it's constantly mentioned.
Peter Graham also confirmed that all initial development applications do refer to the current ongoing litigation. Six Nations lands researcher Phil Montour says Six Nations elected council needs to make a decision whether they are going to fight these developments or if they are going to negotiate agreements with the different municipalities.
Council, you got to make a decision. Are we going to take them on or are we going to try and work out agreements with them? I think we're into the process of going towards litigations. We had it with the city of Brantford on the legal duty to consult and be accommodated because of finger points between Ontario and the municipalities. Who is in charge? Whose obligation is it to do this? Quite a while back, we were into that process, but with the cost and everything, the council, it was put on hold. So we get going and then politics change and they try and work out. They have the tri-county meetings. And the reality is, I think you need to provide guidance. Are you in here for the fight? And it's going to be a long one. And let's get the litigation. And I totally agree. They're just going to go on until they're stopped. And is it covered in our litigation, the overall big litigation? The compensation will be, but the houses will be in place. Let's put it that way. If you want to absolutely stop all development, probably the only way is to raise about a lot of uncertainty in the courts on this matter. And that would boil down to the legal duty to consult and be accommodated for using our lands that are under litigation. There's all kinds of avenues we can use for this, but it has to be done legally.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bomberry agreed with Montour's statements and says if these developments are not challenged, they will continue to be constructed and the municipalities will continue to push the envelope on this issue until something is done politically.
I believe what Phil is saying. I think we do have to make that determination of what the council wants to do. And I, for one, would like to challenge this, and I hope that all council will feel the same as well. But elections are coming up in November, so I think we have to make a package for the new council coming in, and hopefully there's many of them still here will continue on. But until we speak up, until we say enough's enough, they won't know. They'll just keep pushing the envelope until they get more and more development. And because we don't push back as strong as we should be, they're going to continue to take advantage of Six Nations.
Six Nations elected council approved to accept the June and July activity reports as information from the consultation and accommodation process team and say a joint council meeting between Six Nations, Brantford, and Brant County is currently being scheduled, and Six Nations elected council is hopeful the meeting will take place in the near future.